Good morning. It's Wednesday, 4th of November. Our middle reading today is Hosea chapter 1. I'm going to read to you from Brother Fred Pierce's book, From Hosea to Zephaniah, The Minor Prophets Before the Exile. In his summary about the prophecy of Hosea, Brother Pierce writes this: "The whole subject is full of instruction for us who live under the same laws of discipline, chastisement with the intent to reform, and submission to the way of God. Nothing is clearer than this. The necessary knowledge of God will not be attained by ritual of any kind, simple or complex, nor by the individual's efforts to devise his own way, but only by a willingness to hearken, to receive instruction, and to walk in patience and faith." But the really distinctive note struck by Hosea is found in the astonishing revelation of the compassion of God. At this point, Brother Pierce gives a number of short quotations from different parts of the prophecy. "I will allure her and speak to her heart. Thou shalt call me Ishi, my husband. I will betroth thee unto me for ever. O Ephraim, what shall I do unto thee? When Israel was a child, then I loved him. I drew them with cords of a man, with bands of love. How shall I give thee up, Ephraim? I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely." We are made to realise that God feels intensely both grief and joy according to the response of his people, that his compassion toward them in their waywardness, as sheep having no shepherd, is infinite, that his love even toward the sinner, as long as there is a chance of redeeming him, is inexhaustible. So thoroughly is this aspect of God's character brought out by Hosea that the grace of God in Christ appears in its right perspective. Not, that is, as something entirely new that God has done, and even as a little out of character perhaps, but as the consistent expression of the very same God who spoke unto the fathers by the prophets and has now spoken unto us by his Son. And the Son too appears in better perspective, not solely as the unique character in his own right, as some modern theologians seem prone to see him, but as the veritable expression of the Father, who was himself full of grace and truth from the beginning. Hosea's prophecy is positively encouraging, despite its warnings. We may feel overcome by our own sin and pessimistic about our ability to find favour with God. But it is clear, since he is the same today as ever, that a real desire on our part to draw near to him through his word, a real willingness to abandon our own ways and adopt his, a real cultivation of his knowledge, will provoke the same response of love and mercy, the same yearning for our salvation. Truly, this prophecy is a great example of the principle that the things that were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. In an article in the Christadelphian in 1976, Brother Pierce wrote this: "The love of God is expressed in Hosea with such earnestness that if we had not had this sanction of the word of the prophet himself, we might well not have dared to presume that it could be so great. In the light of Hosea, we may enter a little better into the convictions of the Apostle Paul that nothing, literally nothing, can separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord." Thank you for listening to me.